This is Christ's Blessing on the 16th day of July, and everyone is welcome to come to his altar. Everyone is invited to be here, to take what you want, to receive as you believe, and to open your heart to more blessings of life. So, greetings and welcome everyone. And I am so glad you're here. As we always do, we open our call with requests from our community for blessings, or to make a comment about blessings you received, or ask a question about how we do this. So I'll take the calls that are on our board right now. And I see that Mary is on, and your line is open.
Hi, Glenda. Did you say me?
Yes, I did say you.
Okay. Well, hello, and I love you, and I'll be really quick. I just, you know, my heart is so full to overflowing. I said a prayer out loud about going to Medjugorje, and it was a prayer that I had to ask for help with. And I just want to say that, oh my gosh, the love that I got back from saying that prayer, and the way it's made me feel, and the way that I, you know, I think we are all blessing givers. I think that God steps into us, and we become the vehicle for his blessings to pour forth to others. And I think that all of us, we just, you never know, you know, how God is going to move us in our lives to bless someone through this blessing and through other blessings of life. So I'm just so grateful to this community and to everyone for everything. And I just thank God for all these blessings.
Oh, you're so welcome, Mary. And thank you for your wisdom, because it is true. We all were created to be a blessing unto life. The problem is we're not always centered in who we are. We get captured into these structured identities that feel very frustrated with life. And so instead of passing on our God-given self to others as a blessing, we pass on our problems and our frustrations. So it's really both ways. And really, all this blessing does with coming from Christ is he loves you. He loves everyone here. And so his energy, when it pours from us to you, it always hits the target. It always is received by the true you. And the true you has answers that some of our, what I call identity selves, don't have. We've got all kinds of identity selves. You know, if you created a diagram, there would be you in the circle, and then around it would be lots of other little circles that are your identity selves. And it's perfectly okay to create that, because we do have to be engaged with the things we do in life. It's perfectly natural. Nothing wrong or pathological about it. It's just part of being human. But it's so important to come back to the inner circle that is you. And that's what Yeshua was really talking about when he was telling the apostles that the kingdom of heaven is within. It's inside the real you. Go back home and find it.
That's beautiful, Glenda. Thank you so much. And I'll let someone else speak. I just love you, and I love you
okay.
all.
Okay. Well, thanks, honey. We love hearing from you, too. And we have someone from Erica 780. And let's see, just a minute. I thought I opened your line. There you go. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. Desmond.
Hi, Desmond.
Hi, Glenda. I received the blessing last week, and it was just amazing. My I've been sleeping outside for like 3 months, and I just felt my crown chakra just overflow with like cosmic energy and my heart and everything. It was just, it was one of the most profound experiences of receiving the blessing. I usually give it with the congregation.
Mm-hmm.
But it was amazing to receive, and I wanted to say that thank you.
You are so welcome, and he says you are welcome also. And you brought up a very good point, Desmond, that I would like to extend to all of our blessing givers, and that is sometimes just relax and receive the blessing. Because what happens as a blessing giver is that you become more and more you. And I know that all of you blessing givers have discovered that. I've looked at the growth in your life. I've looked at the evolution in your life. I've looked at the centering in your life, the claiming of rightful power, the claiming of talents, your confidence. All of that comes from being in the real you, and that's what offering the blessing does. But it also makes you more able to fully receive the blessings too. And so sometimes, every now and then, each one of you, I'd like you just to sit down and receive the blessing. Because, Desmond's a good testimony to that. You'll be amazed.
And Glenda, I have a prayer request. I haven't been doing the blessing as regularly as I used to. I actually did a blessing for my grandma. And after I did that, for some reason, I stopped doing it as often. And I'd like to I used to have a lot of enthusiasm in doing it all the time. And I did it for many years every day. And I've really got it quite masterfully worked out, but I haven't been doing it as much recently. So if you could just add me in your blessing that I feel more attentive to Christ's blessing in my everyday through the week or whatever.
I sure will, and you include that in your prayer as well.
All right, thank you.
Okay. And I see Stormy is on the line. Hello, Stormy.
First off, Glenda, I talk with Dr. Heather Ann Harder Monday. She's taken a course to be able to do something like you're doing. And she says, hello.
Oh, good. We'll tell her hello back.
She wants me to call back and talk again. And all this week, I have been putting forth the energy of the seraphim, the angels who sing holy, holy, holy to all of eternity. And that is what you have been receiving this week and will be receiving today.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you for letting us know. I'm sure we'll feel it, but it's always good to know what we're feeling. And blessings to you, Stormy, that you're always here.
This is different. This isn't Stormy's music. This is the music of the seraphim.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. We will.
I'm part of it. But this is something I have been asking for all of my life, and I have been given this energy.
What a blessing. We'll listen with our heart and not our ears, okay?
Yes, most definitely. Good theme today.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take another caller. And Stormy, God bless you. Okay. I have a caller from area code 641. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Betty Ann.
Hi, Betty Ann.
I've been doing an experiment between muscle testing and heart testing. And I learned something interesting in these past few months. I wasn't sure what was happening. Now, I would ask a question, should I go to this event or this supplement might help? And my muscle testing might say no. But if I ask my heart and there's the least bit of hope, gee, I hope this works, or I did the research and this sounds exciting, you know, my heart will always say yes. Even though the muscle testing said no.
Well, that's because even though your body is a temple and it's sacred and to be respected, it has its own divine matrix, even though it does resonate at a lower level than your heart. Your heart resonates at a higher level of consciousness, so it can pick up possibilities and opportunities that your body can't detect.
Yeah, my heart always picks up the least bit of happiness or hope and says, okay, do it.
That's great. That's the child within.
Well, I'm glad I shared this because for several months I wasn't sure if I was doing it right, but it seems to be coming out true all the time.
Well, how do you heart test? Do you just ask your heart?
Well, I may take a supplement and hold it near my heart.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I write something on a piece of paper and hold it near my heart.
Got it.
With the muscle testing and the heart testing. So the heart says, okay. Your body says, no, this is not going to work, but, you know, you've got this little bit of joy bubbling up. Go ahead and do it.
Exactly. And you know, I like to share things like this from our community because others might benefit by it, too. That's part of the value for people sharing, asking, and so I love that. I really do. It really affirms the fact that in our heart is our higher intelligence. So thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Oh, yes. Is there anyone else who would like to ask for a blessing or make a comment or come on the call? We still have a little bit of time for sharing. Okay. Tony, I see you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Tony and Judy.
And Judy. Hi, both of you.
Hi. I just want to just say hi and acknowledge the community and the work that you do. I just really feel a great, joyful sense of a blessing pouring out through everything that this community is doing. These blessing calls and your classes are especially wonderful. The one that you're doing right now is just a wonderful experience. I'm looking forward to the next installment on the class. But just
oh, good! It's going to get even better before it's over.
Yeah, very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for your comments. Do you have a blessing you would like to ask for?
Just a blessing of gratitude and connection. We were off this week. We took a little vacation trip, drove up to Oregon, and we just had such a wonderful, joyful, easy, nice, relaxing experience. So the connection with the mountains and the nature and the water was really beautiful. So, we're still just kind of feeling that. So
that's great.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And Jerome, Jerome is on the line. I'm going to open your call. Hi, Jerome. How is your son?
Well, he's doing much better, and that's why I want to thank you fantastically. He got a good job, and he's found a place to live now, and so he's doing much better, but he probably still needs some prayers along the way, so that would be nice. And but your prayers from last week were fantastic because all kinds of things happened to help his life. And
I'm so glad. You know, I heard that from so many people. I think Yeshua must have been on fire last week.
He's always on fire.
Oh, yes. You know me. I just like to tease.
Just priceless, and so is Yeshua. I'd say prayers for my daughter Joan and my other son, Paul, for their families.
Absolutely, we will. Okay. Jerome, your whole family is on my list.
You're fantastic as usual.
And you are included as the head of your family on the list.
Blessings forever and always.
Okay. Bye-bye, my friend. And we have someone from area code 512. Hello, you're on.
Hi, it's Nancy.
Nancy, hi.
I have a very dear friend of mine. I was in a group called Sing Out El Paso, and we the people, other people, back in the dark century. Anyway,
the dark century.
He's going to go into hospice for pancreatic cancer. I would like some prayers for him and his family.
All right. What is his name?
Big Jankowski. Fig.
Fig.
Fig. Fig Jankowski.
Okay.
It's a name. It's a good name. But yeah, he's going into his
name.
Wife is in the hospice right now, so.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but I hope he has a very, very peaceful return home.
Yes, yes.
And, of course, our return home is always joyful. Sometimes the pathway getting there is not always so pleasant. And so we do our best as friends, family, and caregivers to help to midwife that birth with the least amount of pain necessary. And so, thank you.
I told him to go ahead and find time to cry and to be aware during the passing, because you wouldn't believe the celebrations and the people coming through to help them cross over. It can be a celebratory thing.
I believe it is a celebratory thing. Once it's accomplished, I, as you said, I think the crying is more appropriate before. Because we cry because we don't want our loved ones to suffer.
Yeah.
We can't stand the suffering. Our heart goes out to them. And, of course, the only thing we can feel at that moment is the impending loss. So I think we cry a lot more before the passing than we do after. Because once the passing has happened, we know it's celebration. I was that way with my parents and my sister and my brother. I've lost my whole family, except for younger nieces and nephews. But I'm the sole surviving member of the generations born before 1950, and I've gotten to say goodbye to all of them, and I grieved as I lost them, and I celebrated as I realized they got home.
Right.
And it's kind of nice. When you think about it, it's really kind of nice. And I've gotten to where I look at it as just an amazing part of life.
My mother's whole family came to help her cross over. And we were aware enough, me and my sister were aware enough to see the signs and to hear and to feel. So it was harder finding the realization that I didn't have to go to take care of her every day was harder on me, and finding what kind of a person I am now without her, that has been interesting.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, and a very important, in many ways, the passing of our loved ones is a birth for us.
Yes. So finding who I am now and what I'm doing now is, wow, interesting.
God does set us free. And I think that you have actually brought up what is an extremely potent entry point into what I wanted to actually focus on today. We don't have a lot of time left, but we have enough. In our seminar we're doing right now, we're looking at revelations, the revelations we have in our life, and how when we have a powerful revelation, we recover. The problem is we tend to confuse information with revelations. We tend to confuse our observations in life with revelations. We tend to confuse the process of living and growth with revelations and the things we learn how to do with revelations. In other words, if I went to school and learned how to be a dental hygienist, I would know a whole lot more about the human dental system. I would know how to do it, and I would probably have some aha moments. But the problem is, it would be completely irrelevant for my life. It's not who I am. The only revelation that really, really matters in your life, and it can happen in many different contexts, at many different points, is the discovery and rediscovery of yourself. To see, to be immersed in a context, you could be, let's just say you could be living in a place and you could say, oh Lord, how did I ever wind up here? Whatever brought me here? I came here because of a job or maybe my spouse or a way to be near my kids or something like that. There's some external reason usually. But how in the world did I wind up here? And then one day, you're outside walking, and you're at peace with your environment, and you're at peace with yourself, and all of a sudden, you discover yourself in that environment. It allowed you to discover a different part of yourself that you'd never known before. You see, we come into this life, and it's like parentheses. We were talking about those passing over at the end of this life. Well, it's often been said that the funeral should be when birth happens and not when death happens. I think it's being said mostly facetiously or maybe with a little bit of poetic sarcasm. But the fact is, when we're born, we probably lose about 95% of our perspective on life. Before we were born, we were with the Holy Spirit, we were with the angels, we were with our Father, our Heavenly Father, we were with our guides, and spiritually we were in a place where we could know our future family spiritually. Then, all of a sudden, we passed through the birth canal. We opened our eyes and cried. And at that moment, we lost about 95% of what we knew 1 hour earlier. And the rest of our life is spent finding all of those pieces and putting them back together. And every time we find one of those pieces is a revelation. And when we find one of those pieces, then our reason for having done something is over. You know, Desmond, you wondered, and you made this comment, that after your grandmother passed and you offered a blessing to her, you didn't have the same need to do the blessing every day. Well, it may have been at that moment you discovered something about yourself that was why you were doing the blessings every day. And after you discovered that about yourself, you didn't need it so much. There's so many things we do, both pleasant and unpleasant, that we keep doing, we keep doing, we keep doing, until we discover or have that revelation about ourselves. What's it all about? I think there's a song called What's It All About? If I could sing, I would be singing it to you right now. But what it's about is you. But not the you that has an identity. The you that is the real you. And if I can just make a suggestion back to Desmond and his relationship to his grandmother, I know you loved each other a lot. I know she was a very important person in your life. But still, to her, you were her grandson, and she was your grandmother. At the time you did a blessing of her passing, you were able to regard each other soul to soul without need of that identity. And that's when it was complete. Now, what you can contemplate is the idea of achieving that with even more people, in even more context. And I say this to all of our blessing givers and all of the blessing receivers. You come to the blessing in some kind of a context. It could be a joyful one. You may just want to be strengthened so that you can be a greater blessing to the world. You can find your creativity. Sometimes I come to the blessing because I'm in a state of rapture, just writing, getting ready for my seminar. And I just want the clarification that I know Yeshua will bring. And the culmination of the blessing is I get through it and the particulars don't matter anymore. Because I just know that I'll be there and he'll be there and that's all that matters. You see, that's the revelation. And the same is true. So many times when I counsel people, they come to me and they may be having health problems or relationship problems or financial problems or whatever, creative problems, whatever drives them into wanting to have a counseling session. And, of course, we begin with the context, the reason for getting together, the things we're going to discuss, the particulars, the context. And if it's a successful, if it's a really successful counseling session, by the time we get to the end of it, they have recentered in who they are so much that the particulars don't matter. And they know, oh, well, this is just a challenge I'm having in order to discover myself in a whole new way. And that's what we do in everything. And the culmination of all those journeys we make in life, those are our greatest revelations. Who are you? You're not just a mother, father, husband, wife, friend to a particular person, or friend to the world, or a child of your parent. You're you. And there's so much in you that is truly a blessing to the world. And you can really be in love with that because love is who you are. Now, love is not who every identity is. You created some identities out of struggle. That's a fact. And you wonder, as we all do, if I have to keep on struggling, if that's who I am. Sometimes we create identities out of misdeeds or wrongdoing. And we wonder, am I just a bad person? Can I ever be anything else? Well, the answer is you were never a bad person. You created an identity that was part of some actions. As you forgive others and forgive your own actions, that identity dissolves. And that's the most important thing to go away, is the identity you place on these things you don't want. One of the worst things you can say when you're not feeling well is, I'm sick. What have you just said? I am sick. You created an identity for it. I am a cancer patient. I am a heart patient. I am diabetic. Or, on a psychological scale, I am a lost soul. Don't do that. You're not any of those things. You can describe the predicament, and it really helps to describe the predicament accurately, because as you describe it accurately, it helps you to objectify it and move it at least to an arm's length away from you. This is what good counseling helps you do. It helps you objectify the situation so that you can either accept it or fix it or find an alternate situation that you'd rather be part of. But in the long run, you're free of it when you know it's not you. So that's really, really the message I wanted to give you today. And now let's go into our blessing and help you be more you, and in the most special way of being you. So if you'll just be seated and relaxed, just all your body parts uncrossed, because this is going to be a flowing of energy, and we don't want energy on the right side crossing over energy on the left side. It actually is, it is a factor. And so just, legs uncrossed, hands uncrossed. Don't be clasping your hands. And, I suppose it would be all right to put your hands in a prayer pose, as long as your fingers are not crossing, you know, as long as you're not crossing over your fingers. Just let the energy flow and let your attention fall into your heart, because that's where your higher intelligence is. And that's where you will most profoundly connect with the love and the energy of Christ. So just be in that way. I'm going to say an invocation to Yeshua, and then the blessing givers and I, for 3 minutes, will be conducting the energy of the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, and the grace of our Heavenly Father for you, into you. And it's entirely up to you what you receive according to your beliefs and your willingness to receive. But the blessing is given freely. So let us begin. Dear Yeshua, Lord of life and brother to all of us, caretaker of our soul, teacher, friend, companion, and light of the world, we ask now to be with you. We ask for your grace in being with us, for the conveyance of the Holy Spirit, and to be our connection on earth with our Heavenly Father. We ask that you would help us to heal whatever is broken in our life, and most of all, to remove us to a place where we know the love that we are is not part of the broken piece, that we may better receive an answer, a solution, a remedy, and a healing. And we ask that you bless others through us, that we may reach widely into the world and carry your blessings into life, that as we are receivers, we gain an opportunity to be givers. In your love, we ask these things. Amen. Okay, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now it's time to go and rest and receive that which has been given. You're very loved. And I look forward to being with you again next Sunday. So, bye-bye for now.